MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
With Donald Trump's inauguration taking place later today, the world is obviously watching closely to see how his policies are going to shape global markets. And South Africa is no exception. Like many emerging economies, we could feel the effects of his stance on trade, tariffs and investment. And will his America First approach create challenges or perhaps even opportunities for our economy? I'm joined now by Professor André Roux, economist at the Stellenbosch Business School. Professor, a very warm welcome to you. So we know that the America First policy focuses on protectionism. How might this impact on South Africa's trade relations with the US?
Yes, thanks. Hi, Jeremy, and welcome to all your listeners. Yes, that's certainly been one of his mantras, protectionism, tariffs, protecting America from what he once called the ravages of foreign competition. I think we need to bear in mind, before I answer your question directly, that Donald Trump has come into power on a high. He won the election resoundingly, obviously. He has a majority as party in both the Senate and the House of Representatives. And the economy of America is not a bad condition at the moment. The GDP is back to pre-COVID levels, low unemployment, falling inflation. So he's on a high, and he's already, suggested making 200 presidential executive orders within the next few days, if not hours. And foremost amongst these are bound to be some announcement regarding tariffs. Now, we know that his biggest concern, of course, is China, but he has also threatened to impose tariffs on a whole range of countries. The level we'll find out hopefully soon. Now, you've got to see this question in conjunction with AGOA, the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is all about America providing special treatment, if you like, to selected African countries, and reducing or eliminating tariffs. But to qualify, you need to be in America's good books. And there's always a risk that South Africa, you know, what's an old saying, which I'll paraphrase or twist, that my enemy's friend is my enemy. So if America and Trump start seeing South Africa as being a friend of the likes of China and Russia and anti-Israel, they might very well turn around and say, well, in that case, South Africa, you no longer qualify for a AGOA. So it could be a double whammy. So the bottom line is, I think we, like many most other countries, might see our export performance coming under pressure.
Professor, we do know broadly that Africa and obviously South Africa is low on Washington's agenda, certainly as far as Donald Trump is concerned. So let's assume that he does enforce stricter trade deals. Where would it leave exports, particularly in critical sectors like mining, agriculture, and what is left of manufacturing in this country?
Yeah, well, fortunately, we're not as dependent on trade with America as we were maybe 20 years ago, but they're still amongst, you know, our top export destinations. It will have an effect. And you're quite right. I don't think Africa's front and center in his thoughts, but we could sort of be collateral damage. You know, if you start seeing a fully blown trade war between China and America, so we could be collateral damage, get caught in the crossfire. And it wouldn't bother him too much because, as you quite rightly point out, by all accounts, he's not all that concerned about Africa. It's not a big deal for him. But there are other issues that might also, perhaps indirectly, have an impact on our economy. Things such as what he's going to do. He's promised to stop the war in Ukraine. He will boast that he's brought about a ceasefire in the Middle East, at least for the time being. But if he withdraws support for Ukraine, which is being suggested, and leaves that over to Western Europe, that's a further disturbance to global dynamics. The Global Risk Report came out a couple of days ago, and it says that the biggest single risk facing the world right now is state-based armed conflict, and the third biggest is geo-economic confrontation. And again, we will be collateral damage in that. It can't be good for us. So add to that his view or stance on the environment. He wants to wipe away environmental regulation. He wants to unleash the American energy sources. He supports fracking. He's going to postpone, he says, incentives to buy electric vehicles. Again, this could in the long term be detrimental, of course, to the entire world, including South Africa.
Professor, we all know that investment is about sentiment and optics. We also know the global economy is facing a lot of uncertainty. So the policies that you've just outlined, surely there would be a potential knock-on effect in terms of investor confidence, not only in South Africa, but the broader region.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, the broader world, for that matter. And I think we might find that initially, at least, the markets will welcome Donald Trump's, let's say, policies. I mean, he's come into power based on things such as obviously protecting America comes first, call it what you like, making America great. And people like his stance. He's a maverick. He's an anti-establishmentarianism, if you like. And people admire that. He has lots of support. He's anti-wokeness. He's lots of support amongst ordinary people across the planet. And I mean, by reversing the ban on TikTok, he's also probably garnered a bit more support. He has vowed to end DEI in the federal government in America, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So he's popular. He's pro the ordinary man and woman. And yet, ironically, he's surrounded by multi-billionaires, but that's the nature of the man. So I think in the short term, we might see American economy doing quite well, but the effect on the world economy, I suspect, will be more negative than positive. Just bear one last thing in mind. You know, the stance on immigrants, or he wants to get rid of all those hundreds of thousands of immigrants. That will raise the cost of labor in America and bring with it a bit of inflation. If at the same time he raises tariffs that raise the cost of imports, also raising inflation. So it could be that the slowdown in inflation might be curbed, which means that the drop in interest rates in America might be postponed or curbed, which actually means a firmer dollar, which by implication means a weaker rand, unless we also, in reaction, slow down the deceleration in interest rates. So there's another potential impact.
So, Professor, in conclusion then, looking ahead, is there anything that businesses and policymakers in South Africa should be doing in the immediate term to prepare for this new Trump era of volatility?
I suspect that it's already been, as I say, discounted into people's decision-making. If we talk about policymakers at a political level, one would like to see them a bit of detente, as it were. It's perhaps in our favor that, as you know, obviously we chair the G20 this year. Hopefully that will give us entry into those upper circles and try to influence people and people in minds. But really, I think we, as always, you know, there's an old saying that says if America catches a cold, the rest of the world gets flu and some get pneumonia. I'm afraid that still holds true to a large extent. Being such a small player in the big picture, there's not much we can do. Mm. And I think as long as we have, on the positive side, the government of national unity is deemed by the market to be more, if you like, market-related. And that's a positive thing in anybody's books.
Professor André Roux, economist at Stellenbosch Business School, as always, thank you very much for your insights.